Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Very happy to be with you this evening. And I hope you're here by choice. And that it's not something that is mandatory or being demanded of you. Because I understand that you are in some way or another have the capacity to influence others or to be over others as leaders in and amongst the children, as well as the young people. Is that do I have my facts right? Praise the Lord. There are, the day is going to be something, the meeting today, I don't know if it will be too long. I don't want to keep you too long. And but what we are attempting to do is give you an understanding of the plan that God has for man. And there are three things you have to bring here when you come for these lessons. It's a mandatory thing. One, you need a Bible. Do all of you have Bibles? You don't have Bibles? All right, so I see a few Bibles. We will have to see what we can do about getting you some Bibles.
Is it that they just don't have a Bible with them today, or they don't have one at all?
Well, ask them.
Yeah. ዛሬ መጽሐፍ ቅዱሳችሁ ማምጣት የምትችሉበት እድል አለው ወይስ ለቀጣይ? ለቀጣይ ይዛችሁ ትመጣላችሁ? Yeah, it's good to bring now, but because of time, when you know.
So do they all have Bibles?
Yes. ሁላችሁም አላችሁ አይደል? Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, if you want to know about God, you're going to have to bring your Bible.
እግዚአብሔርን ለማወቅ ከፈለጋችሁ ሁሉ ጊዜ መጽሐፍ ቅዱሳችሁ በእጃችሁ መኖር አለበት። ምንም
So after this meeting, I would suggest to you that you have your Bible very close, or you get it so that you might have it while we're here studying. It is very important for you to check your Bibles in reference to what I'm telling you. Because what I'm telling you, if it's not in the Bible, you should not be believing me. And you go into school, you need your school. If you go into your mathematics, you need your mathematics book. If you go into your English room, you're going to need your English, or your Amharic room, you're going to need your Amharic textbook. So you need to bring a Bible. Number two, you need a notebook or a notepad. And you need a pen. Praise the Lord. Because you need to write things down so that you can rehearse them after the meeting. You need, each one of you need a notepad and a pen. And I expect you to Take notes. As God speaks to you or there's a question you have concerning something that is said, I expect you to write that question down, because this is going to be a little bit different format maybe than what you're accustomed to. Because after a session, we're going to give you an opportunity to form into a couple of groups.
ከክፍለ ጊዜው በኋላ ነው የሚሉት ከተማርነው ትምህርት አቋል እንደዚህ ተጣጫዋለ
There is enough people here to have two groups. And each group is going to discuss what was spoken. And you may have some questions or observations that you want to share at the end of that group discussion. Hallelujah. I really do not know if I will ever have the opportunity, as I am being presented it today and for the next week or two,
በቀጣዩም ሆነ ዛሬም የምንማራቸው ነገሮች የማቀርብበትን ሁኔታ ያቀራረበ የትምህርት ሁኔታ እንዴት እንደማቀርብ ባላውቅም ግን ያው እንጀምራለን
to be able or have the opportunity to touch your lives.
ግን የማቀርበው ትምህርት ህይወታችሁን ይነካል.
But you have a motto in the school,
ትምህርት ቤታችን
a saying, a quotation,
በጥያቄ ምልክት ምናገኝ
it says that one planteth, one watereth, and God giveth the increase.
ይሄ ያለው ያሉት እኛ ድርጅቱ መስራች ያሉትን ታውቃላችሁ ትምህርት ቤታችን ላይ አንድ ክሳይተናል ተወስዶ
so
አንዱ ያጠጣል አንዱ ምን ያረጋል ይቆጣቆታል ወሌላው ያለማል ይተክላል ያንንም ያደርግም ያሳድገው ግን ማን ነው
that is your motto and its scripture.
ስለዚህ ያ ጥቅሳችሁ ነው ለእናንተ.
And you know, I am not afraid of your questions. So I want you to ask me questions if there is something about what we say at the end of the meeting or at the end of the lesson that you would like us to go back over.
ከተምርታችን በኋላ ሁሌ ከምንማራቸው ትምርት በኋላ ጥያቄ ካላችሁ አትፍሩ.
Hallelujah.
እየቀበልቶሽ አሜን ነው ማለት
እንኩት እንመለሳለን. The other thing you have to bring.
የለው ሶስተኛው ይዛችሁ መጣችሁ. አንደኛ መጣችሁ ሁለተኛ ነው ደብተራችሁ ማስቀምጡ ሶስተኛ ይዛችሁ ትምርት ማጣብሻለሁ. ሁሌ ትምርት
It is a hunger or an appetite for God.
እግዚአብሔርን የተራበ ወይም እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈልግ ህይወት ይዛችሁ መገኘት አለባችሁ ሶስተኛ.
Those are three things that you have to bring here.
እነዚህ ሶስት ነገሮች በትምርታችን ያስፈልጋል.
If you want to participate in this exercise.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ነው ሁለተኛው ደግሞ ኖትቡክ መጻፊያችሁ እና እስክሪብቶ ነው ሶስተኛው. እግዚአብሔርን የተራበ የሚፈልግ ልብና ህይወት ይዛችሁ.
And if you want to get anything out of it.
እነኚህ ሶስቱን ነው የምንፈልገው ከነኚህ ከሶስቱ.
Now the two things are mechanical things. Those are things that you can do.
እነኚህ ሁለቱ የምናደርጋቸው ነገሮች ናቸው.
But the third thing is a spiritual thing.
ሶስተኛው ግን ያ ሰው የሚያደርገው አይደለም እግዚአብሔር በመንፈሱ የሚሰጠን መራብ ነው. አሜን.
And it is going to be it's going to depend upon your position of what your relationship with God is.
እግዚአብሔር መለኮት ከሆነው ጋራ በሚኖራችሁ የቀረበ ህብረትና ግንኙነት ውስጥ ስትሆኑ መንፈስ ቅዱስ የሚፈጥረው የህይወት መራብን ነው.
We will also be passing out to each one of you
ለእያንዳንዳችሁ ምን ይሉት
this is the English version. We have Hamaric.
ዘፓታንም እንደምንለው አለ የማደሪያው ንፍስ ነው የምንለው በአማርኛ ለእያንዳንዳችሁ እንሰጣችኋለን.
Which was supposed to come today but somebody forgot it.
ረስተነው ነው ዛሬ ግን በቀጣይ ጊዜ የዚህን የእንግሊዝኛውን የተተረጎመውን የማደሪያው ንፍስ መጽሐፍ እናመጣላችኋለን.
But this is the book that we are going to be taking our lessons out of.
ቁጥራችን ማን ወለቀት ይዞልና በቁጥራችን እንደማመጣችሁ
It is called the pattern.
ይሄንን የማደሪያው ንፍስ ነው የምንለው.
It is not just a reading book. You just can't sit down and read it like you would a story.
ዝም ብሎ እንደ አንድ ታሪክ ያነበብነው ብቻ ቁጭ ብለን የምንተው መጽሐፍ አይደለም.
Well, I guess you could. If you really get excited about it, and you see things in here that you did not know and it excites you, you can just keep going and going and going. I have known some people to do that. Hallelujah. This book was written by a man that I have known for almost 40 years. Up until his passing, which was in September of 2009. And I have probably heard the ministry out of the information in this book thousands of times. And every time something is shared about it, there is something new that God reveals. But you have to read this book. With this book. This book must line up with this book. If this book don't line up with this book, you throw it in the trash can. Hallelujah. There are three things that witness to the reality of God. Hallelujah. That pertain to anything outside of the Bible. As well as
Hallelujah.
As well as what is in the Bible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is, first and foremost, it must witness by the Spirit of God that is in you. It must witness to the Spirit of God that is in the Word. And it must witness to the Spirit of God that is around you collectively. Praise the Lord. God puts a fail-safe system on you so that you cannot be deceived.
ስለዚህ መታለል አይኖርብንም ነው የሚሉት ምክንያቱም መንፈስ ቅዱስ ሁልጊዜ ስለ እግዚአብሔር ያበራልና
ለ ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
And one of the major positions of thought or belief that you and I must have concerning the Bible
ሊኖርን የሚገባ ወይም ስለ እግዚአብሔር ቃል ሊኖርን የሚገባ እምነትና መረዳት አንዱ
we must be convinced that it is the Word of God. Now, I don't know how it is in Amharic, but in the English language, the word the has an absolute connotation as a designation of something. Hallelujah.
አንድ ነገር ለማመልከት የምንጠቀምባቸው ነገሮች አሉ አይደል? ይሄ ያ ምናምን ይያል የምንጠቀማቸው አማርኛው ልክ እንደዛው ማን ለምን መቼ እንደምንላቸው እንደመጠይቃላት Thank you.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen በሉ
As I was saying, this is a book that was written by a man that I have known for many years. I not only know the value of the book as in relationship to the value, but I also knew the value of the individual and his wife.
Hallelujah.
Much like probably many of you or some of you might have known Brother David, the founder that passed on. And I am sure that that many of you would validate his position of integrity, credibility, and his love for God.
Hallelujah.
So I can vouch for the man's character, if that's of any value. But more than that, as we get into the book and we get into the Bible, the Spirit of God will vouch for the validity of the revelation or the understanding. So we will be bringing this book the next time we come, which is when? What's the next time we come?
I think maybe Friday, because
Friday
and Thursday morning.
Okay.
ሮብና ማክሰኞ ጧጧት ነው ያሉን። ምናልባት እንግዲህ በሚወጣለን ፕሮግራም ከነካንጋ ወይ አርብ ማታ ሊሆን ይችላል። በዛ በምንመጣበት ጊዜ ግን መጻፍን ይዘንላችሁን መጣለን። ማስተዋሻው ሰድና ስማቸው የሆነ ወረቀት ያዙሩና
አንድ ሰው ጽፎልሽ
ይችላል። ሃሌሉያ። So each one of you will be getting a Amharic copy of this book.
ስለዚህ ይህን ወደ አማርኛ የተተረጎመውን እያንዳንዱ መጽሐፍ እያንዳንዳችሁ ታገኛላችሁ።
We also will have a few English books for those of you who would like a copy in English.
ጥቂት ደግሞ የእንግሊዝኛ መጽሐፉን እናመጣለን። ለሚያነብ እንግሊዝኛውን በደንብ ለሚገባው ደግሞ ጥቂት እሱን መንሰ
If you can read English,
እንግሊዝኛ የምታነቡ
it would be good for you to have a copy to compare.
ለእናንተ ደግሞ ጥሩ ነው የሚሆነው እንግሊዝኛውንም የዚህንም ትርጉም አማርኛውን ሁለቱም እንታረጋላችሁ ታስተያዩታለህ።
When we originally started printing this thing, there was a lot of difficulty in getting it translated.
አንዳንድ ጊዜ ይሄን ወደ አማርኛ ስንመልሰው ቀጥታ እንግሊዝኛውን ብዙ ችግሮች አጋጥመዋል።
Then there was a lot of difficulty getting it printed.
ማተሚያ ቤት ውስጥ በህትመት ላይ እንዳለ
And in the printing they changed some things.
እና አንዳንድ ደግሞ በህትመቱ ላይ የተለወጡ
But those changes we can let you know about and you can change them in your volume.
ስለዚህ እነኛ ነገሮች ደግሞ አንዳንድ ጊዜ በመናጠናበት ጊዜ ለውጥ በህይወታችን ላይ ይመጣውን እንቅፋት እንዳይሆኑ ሁለቱንም ማመሳከር ይኖርባቸዋል። ሌላው ደግሞ ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ጋር ሁሉ ጊዜ ያን ያማረኛውንም ስታጠኑት ጥሩ ይሆናል።
The first occurrence of the revelation that the Bible calls the tabernacle.
የመጀመሪያው እግዚአብሔር በመንፈሱ የሰጠው ለሰው ልጅ
The first mention of it was in Exodus 25.
የማደሪያው ድንኳን የምንለው የመጀመሪያው እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ እንደ መመሪያ አድርጎ የሰጠው በዘጸአት 25 ላይ መታገኙ ነው ጥቅስ ስለምጽፍ
Exodus 25 Praise God.
ጌታ ይመስገን.
And it is beginning at the first verse. Well, not right. I am not going to take the time necessarily right now to read you those verses. You can read them as you have the time to do so. What I'm going to do is give you kind of a synopsis of what it was that God told Moses.
እግዚአብሔር ለሙሴ የተናገረውን ነገሮች ነው ግን እንዲሁ የተገለጡት ነገሮች ነው እየነገርኳችሁ ማልፈው።
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wanted to make sure that the revelation of his plan for man
እግዚአብሔር ሰውን ስለፈጠረበት ዓላማው ሰው እንዲገባው ግልጽ እንዲሆንለት የእግዚአብሔር ፍቃድና ፍላጎት ነው
was not only in the written aspect of it
በተጻፈው ሁኔታ ብቻ አይደለም
but he put it into a picture form
በተጻፈው ሁኔታ ብቻ ሳይሆን ደግሞ በስዕላዊ መረጃ መልክ እግዚአብሔር
እሱን
አድርጓል አሜን
You know, my mother used to tell me that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's very difficult to remember what has been said, but if you put it into a picture form, it's not so difficult to remember
and then ልጅ ብዙ ንግግሮች የተለያየ ሁኔታ ሊፈጥራሉ ግን ነው በስዕላዊ መግለጫ አንድ ነገር ግን መግለጽ አምሮአችን ላይ ቶሎ እንዲገባ እንድንረዳው ይረዳል
ሃሌሉያ
ሃሌሉያ
and so that's what God did
ያደረግን ነው ያደረገው
now I don't know how your Bible treats it in its interpretation of what was written in the Hebrew
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንግዲህ በእብራይስጥና በግሪክ ነው የተጻፈው ብሉይ ኪዳን በእብራይስ አዲስ ኪዳን በግሪክ እና መጽሐፍ ምን ያህል ይሄንን በትክክል አማርኛ እንደሚያብራራው አላውቅም እግዚአብሔር ግን ለሰው በሚገባ መልኩ
But it's very important to maintain the integrity of the Hebrew numeric values that of the dimensions of the tabernacle.
በዚህ በማደሪያው ድንኳን በመንለው እግዚአብሔር ለሙሴ 25 ጻፉ ባልኳቸው የሰጠው እግዚአብሔር የሚሰራው የድንኳኑን አይነት በመለኪያ በቁጥር ጭምር ሲያስቀምጥ ቁጥሮችን በእግዚአብሔር ቃል ላይ የራሳቸው ለትርጉምና
Hebrew uses a measurement that the Bible calls cubits.
በእብራይስጥ ኪዩቢት ምን ነው ነገር አለ? ይሄን እንግዲህ አማርኛ ሂሳብም ስትማሩ በጂኦሜትሪ ታገኛላችሁ አይደል? የኪዩብ የተለያየ ነገር ምን ነው?
ሃሌሉያ። And it is very important that the numeric value of this diagram is kept in its cubit quantities
እና በዚህ ኪዩቢክ በመንለው አገላለጽና መለኪያ እግዚአብሔር የራሱ ማንነት በሙሴ በኩል ሊገልጽ ፈልጓል ለማደሪያው ደግሞ
Praise the Lord
ጌታ ይመስገን
Because numbers in scriptures have spiritual meanings
ቁጥሮች በመንፈስ ቅዱስ አገላለጽ እንረዳ የራሳቸው መንፈሳዊ ትርጉም እና ትምህርት አላቸው ቁጥሮች የራሳቸው መንፈሳዊ ትርጉምና ማንነት
I am not sure, but is your Amharic language, are the letters numeric?
Yes, we have numeric.
I know you have, but are the letters, like your vowels and your consonants, yes. are they numeric?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
So they're like the Hebrew?
Yes. Yeah.
So you can get a sum total of a name
yeah.
for instance.
Sure.
All right, so...
አማርኛ አገላለጻችንን ቁጥሮች እራሱ አለ አይደል በአማርኛ አህዞች አሉ አልፋቤቶች አሉ እነሱ ይገልጹልናል
So as in the Amharic language you have an advantage over somebody who has an English understanding of numerics.
ስለዚህ በአማርኛው እንረዳለን የእንግሊዝኛውን ደግሞ የቁጥሮች ቀደም ተከተልን
Hallelujah. So you have to keep the numeric value.
ስለዚህ እነኚህ ቁጥሮች በመንፈስ ስንረዳ መንፈሳዊ ትርጉም እንዳላቸው ማወቅ አለብን.
As it is written in the Bible not in meters not in inches
meter የምንለውን አይደለም inch የምንለውን ብቻ አይደለም
but it must be kept in its original concept of cubit
በእብራይስጥ ኪዩብ የሚለው መለኪያ ታዋቂ ነው ከጥንት ነው የሚሉት
because if you say something is 3 cubits
ለምሳሌ 3 ኪዩብ የምንለው
by 5 cubits
3 ኪዩብ በ5 ኪዩብ ማለት
let us just use that as an example
እንደ ምሳሌ ምን ተመልከቱ
3 cubits by 5 cubits
ለምሳሌ 3 በ5 ነው ብንል
and you change that to meters or to inches
you could
come out with 5.5 by 7.25
ለምሳሌ ይሄ 5
ከግማሽ የደግሞ ሰባት ከግማሽ ሊሆን
ይችላል። ሃሌሉያ። Which means nothing.
ምንም ትርጉም አይሰጠንም ከዛ በኋላ።
ሃሌሉያ። In numerics it means nothing.
ስለዚህ ቁጥሮች
the numerics of the Bible it means nothing.
አዎ ስለዚህ ቁጥሮች በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ደረጃ እንደዛ ነው።
ሃሌሉያ። 3
ሶስት የሚያመለክተው ግን
በትክክል the numeric of 3 is equal to fullness.
ሶስት ግን በመንፈስ አማካይነት እንተረጉመው ሙላትን ነው የሚያሳየው።
Or it is indicative of completeness.
ፍጹምነትን ነው የሚያሳየው ሶስት።
Hallelujah.
የፉልነት ያሉት ሙላት ማለት ትችላላችሁ ወይም
ወደ everything around you
ወደ አንድ ፍጻሜ መድረስን ያሳያል.
Is comprised of three components.
በዙሪያችሁ ያሉ ሁኔታዎች እያንዳንዱ ነገር በታዩ በሶስት ማንነት የተዋቀሩ ናቸው.
You are comprised of three components.
እናንተም እንኳን ራሳችሁ በሶስት ማንነት ነው ሙሉነታችሁ.
You are spirit.
መንፈስናችሁ መንፈስ አላችሁ.
You are soul.
ነፍስ አላችሁ.
And you are body.
ሌላ ስጋ አላችሁ. ስለዚህ አንድ ሰው ነው ሙሉ ሰው ነው ማለት ምን ማለት መንፈስ
Hallelujah.
ስጋ አለ.
You are complete.
ፍጹም ሙሉ ሆናችሁ.
That makes you human.
እህ ሙላታችሁ ደግሞ ምን እንደሆነ ነገር አመ.
Hallelujah.
የሚለው አሜን.
Hallelujah.
ቢሰው ምን አለው? ነፍስ አለው መንፈስ አለው ስጋ አለው.
Praise God.
ተዋቀረው ፍጹም አደረጉና ሙሉ ሰው ሆነ.
If you talk about the heavens, the natural heavens, you talk about the sun, the moon, and the stars, they all comprise what we call the heavens.
Hallelujah. Amen. ደፍተርቻል መሳለያቸው ዝጋ በደም ጻፈው.
Hallelujah.
ለምሳሌ የምናየው ሰማይና ግዙና ለብለ ሙሉ ያደረገው ነው የሚሉት ጨረቃ ከዋክብትና ፀሐይ.
Praise the Lord.
ሶስቱ ነገሮች ደግሞ ሰማይና ምድር ብለ እንድንጠራ ሙላት አደረገ.
And you can go on and on and on and on.
መቀጠል ትችላላችሁ. ስለዚህ ዝጋ መታየታው ሰማይ የሚለው ነገር ሙሉ ያደረገው ምንድነው? ፀሐይ ጨረቃ ከዋክብቶች.
ዘይ
ተዋቀረው የዙዙና ዓለምን ብለዋል ምን አለው?
The basic composition of matter consists of three parts. And you will probably have to help me name them. I'll just draw.
Geographically የምናየው ነገር ደግሞ ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ.
Does anybody know what this is?
እንዴ በተመልካቹ geography ስትማሩ.
What's that look like? Haven't you seen something like that in your science?
ስለ በሳይንሱ ዓለም ይሄ ምንድን ነው የምትለው? ስለ አቶም ታውቃላችሁ አይደለ? የተለያዩ አቶሞች የተለያዩ ነገሮች.
This is the atom.
Atom.
They call it the atom.
Atom.
It is a basic composition of creation.
ከፍጥረት ጋር አንድ ስለ ፍጥረት ምን እንረዳበት?
It is a basic composition of
ዓለም አቶም
of molecular structure.
ይሄ አቶም ደግሞ በተለያዩ ሞለኪውሎች ምን ያለ ነው? የተዋቀረ ነው.
It contains a nucleus.
ኒውክሊየሶች አሉ ታውቃላችሁ?
It contains a proton. It's been a long time since I did this.
Proton alla, nucleus alla.
And it contains a neutron.
Kaza zega demo min alla? Neutron alla.
Am I right?
Tikekkel no adella?
Do I remember my biology?
Ani biology no mattaw.
Is that right?
Neutron electron
electron
electron.
Then the electron.
Which one is the electron?
Neutron.
Well, all right. It contains three parts. Three parts working together.
እዛ አንደታ ያላችሁ
creating a field
that
generates or produces life or energy.
እነኚህ ሶስቱ ነገሮች
Praise the Lord.
ሩና ህይወት ያላቸው ነገሮች እንድናጠና በሳይንሱ ዓለም
ስለዚህ
ሶስት
is a spiritual number.
ሶስት የሚለውን ስንመለከት መንፈሳዊ ቁጥር ትርጉም አለው
ያጠ Do any of you have access to the internet? Do they have access to the internet?
ኢንተርኔት ምን ተጠቀማላችሁ ከእናንተ ውስጥ?
Do they have like a library or anything they can go to here?
ሄዳችሁ ኢንተርኔት ከፍታችሁ ኮምፒውተር ምትጠቀማላችሁ? የለም ከነተው ስቴጃው ተው ምትጠቀም he's using ሌላ አትጠቀሙ
they don't
እንትጠቀማለ
okay brother they're using
Well, if you have access to the internet, it's unfortunate if you don't. There is a book. There is a book that is an online book. You don't have to pay for it. It's written by a man called E.W. Bullinger.
E.W. Bullinger ibala.
He lived in the late 1800s, 1900s. And he wrote a book called Numbers.
E.W. Bullinger.
In scripture.
ወጥሮች በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እይታል የሚል ስለነኛው ስለምንላችሁ ስለቆጥሮች ባጠቃላይ ብትገቡ ኢንተርኔት ኦንላይን ላይ ታገኛላችሁ
ይሄ it is a very good resource manual
በጣም ጥሩ የሆነ መረጃን የያዘ ማኑዋል ነው ወይ መጽሐፍ
the book comprises a life works of the man's study of numbers in scriptures
እሽ ስለቁጥሮች በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ስላለው አገላለጽና ትርጉም አንብቦ በጣም ጥሩ መረዳትን አስቀምጣለሁ
and if you have access to it I would really encourage you to at least look at it
ማበረታታችሁ በእውነቱ
ሃሌሉያ
ዌብሳይት ግቡና ኢንተርኔት ተጠቀሙ ከሆነ እዚህ ሰው የመጽሐፍ ይሁንና ምሉት
Hallelujah.
Numbers in Scripture.
Yes. E.W. Bullinger, Numbers in Scripture. And I can get you the address of the book. I don't have it with me, but I can get it for you. Hallelujah. So now we can see, does anybody have a question about three? Praise the Lord.
በሚለው ላይ ነው ገብቷችሁ
If you don't I'll go on to 5
ግልጽ ነው ስለ 3 ግልጽ ነው
Praise the Lord
አሁን ደግሞ 5 ስለ 5 ቁጥር
5
5 ቁጥር ደግሞ ምን እንደው ትርጉሙ
In the scriptures
5 በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ምን እንደው የሚያስተምረን ትርጉሙ
is indicative number first of all it is indicative of grace
አገኘ መለከታ አሜን አትሉ
Five equals the grace of God. Praise the Lord. But five also means ministry. Hallelujah. And your body testifies to the relevance of five, your bodies.
የናንተ አካል በትክክል ስራውን ይቀጥላል ወይ እየሰራ ነው ለማለት አምስት ነገሮች ፈንክሽን ያደርጋሉ ወይ በስራ ላይ መሆን አለባቸው
You have five fingers on each hand
ስንት ጣት አላችሁ እስቲ ሁላችሁ ምን እንዲያርጉ
Does everybody have five maybe somebody doesn't have five fingers Everybody have five fingers Let me see your five fingers You only have five on one hand Oh you got five on two hands All right All right These things minister to your body
እነኚህ ነገሮች ማንን ነው የሚያገለግሉት እናንተን ያገለግላሉ ስለዚህ አምስት አገልግሎት ነው ስንል እነኛ አምስት ማን ያገለግላሉ አንተን አንቺ
they feed you
ይመግባቸዋል
they wash you
ያጥቡታል
they dress you
እንድትለብሱ
they tie your shoes
ጫማችን እንድታደርጉ
if you have shoes to tie
ምታስሩ ጫማ ኮል
hallelujah
amen
and they do all sorts of things
ሁሉንም ነገሮች ለመስራት ምን ይጠቅማሉ እነዚህ አምስት አገልግሎቶች
that are a ministry to your body
ካላችን ያገለግላሉ
now that is the physical realm that is the natural realm
ይሄ በተፈጥሮ በገሃዱ ዓለም እንኳን
but there is another realm that is called five in the natural is your five fingers
በተፈጥሮ እንግዲህ በገሃዱ ስንመለከት እነኚህ አምስት ያለው
five in the spiritual
ለኛ ጣት ወከለን አሁን ያየነው ነው
hallelujah is found. The best definition for it is found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. So I am just giving you the mechanics today so that you might be able to understand a little better of what is written in this book. Ephesians, the 4th chapter. And somewhere in here is Ephesians.
Yes, Ephesians.
All right. Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 11th verse says, and God has set some, let's see, and God and He, God, gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
ሌሎቹ ምረኞችና አስተማሪዎች እንዲሆኑ ሰጠ አሜን
ይላል Praise the Lord. So as your hands minister to your body,
ለእናንተ ጣቶች እናንተን አካል እንደሚያገለግሉ
the fivefold ministry ministers to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, is everybody an apostle? No. Is everybody a prophet? No. Is everybody an evangelist? No. It really makes no difference what somebody calls themselves. The fivefold ministry that is God's ministry is ordained by God and God alone.
እግዚአብሔር ነው የሚሾመው ለሰው ኩራት ለሰው ትምክህት ሳይሆን እግዚአብሔር ቤቱን ምን ለማድረግ ለማነጽ ለመስራት ለመገንባት ህዝቡን የሚሰጠው ጸጋ ነው አሜን
It is not something a man can do of his own.
ሰው በራሱ የሚያደርገው አይደለም ቅድም ብያቸው
And it's not something that a church can do in order to set somebody into that position.
ቤተክርስቲያንም ዝም ብሎ ሰዎች ያለ አገባብ እንዲጠሩበት የሚሰጥ አይደለም
So the numbers in scriptures are very significant. So if the Bible says that there is an object that is 3 cubits wide and 5 cubits high,
ለዚህ እንግዲህ ዘጸአት 25:3 ላይ መጽሐፍ ስናመጣ የማደሪያውን ድንኳን እግዚአብሔር ለሙሴ ሲነግረው እንዲሰራ ከላይ በኩል 3 ኪዩብ ከጎን ደግሞ 5 እንዲሆን ያለው 3 ምን እንደዋየን ትርጉሙ ቀደም 5 ምን እንደሆነ አየ
It means that there is a fullness of grace that is being administered to bring the reality of the fullness of the object to your understanding.
እግዚአብሔር በመረዳት ውስጥ እንድንገባ ለህዝቡም ደግሞ ያንን የማደጋው ድንኳን
Hallelujah.
3 ሙላትን የሚያታያል 5 ደግሞ አገልግሎትን አይደል? ሙሉ የሆነ አገልግሎትን በዛ በሚሰጠው ሊሰራ ባለው ድንኳን ውስጥ እግዚአብሔር መመሪያን ሰጠው።
Every number and the connotation of quantities of numbers in scripture
እያንዳንዱ ቁጥሮች ከመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ አቋያ ስንመለከታቸው
have a definite meaning
ግልጽ የሆነ ትርጉም አላቸው
1
and
1
አንድ ቁጥርን እንመለከት
is a number for god
አንድ ቁጥር እግዚአብሔርን ነው የሚወክለው እግዚአብሔር አብ ወልድ መንፈስ ቅዱስ እንታምላ
ሃሌሉያ
አገሩ አንድ አምላክ ስለዚህ አንድ የማን ነው የሚወክለው እግዚአብሔር
2
ሁለት
is the number for witness
ምስክርነትን ያሳያል ሁለት ሁለት አርጎ ደቀመዛሙርቱን
ሃሌሉያ
ስለዚህ ሁለት ምስክርነትን ይወክላል
Hallelujah. Now these are all scripturally defined. Three is, as we have discussed, the number of fullness. Praise the Lord. Four is the number of tribulation. Everybody knows what tribulation is. And I'm also giving you a key on how to interpret a dream if it comes from God. Because sometimes God will give you a message in a dream, and the message will be hid in a number. Hallelujah. One of the examples that I can give you is the number 2. When Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, he dreamed a dream of 7 very fat and healthy cows that came and presented themselves. Now, this story is in Daniel, so you can read it sometime. Hallelujah.
And
he woke up, went back to sleep, and had another dream. And in this dream he saw 7 lean cows come up and devour the seven full cows. Hallelujah. Now there are 2 numbers in that dream. The first number is obvious. That's the number 7, which I haven't given you yet. But the other number is the hidden number. Does any of you know what the hidden number would be? Do you have any idea? You're right. It was the fact he had 2 dreams. Hallelujah. And so Daniel came and he said, "Oh God, oh King, the dream is from God." And he said that in the aspect that you had it twice means that it will certainly come to pass shortly.
Hallelujah.
So the next time you have one of those crazy dreams, don't look at it as being so crazy. I tell my grandchildren, if you have a dream, write it down. Because if you have a dream, I want to know the dream. Now, not all dreams come from God. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to go into that right now. Hallelujah. Number five, hallelujah, is, as we discussed, it is grace and ministry. Depending on how it is represented in the scriptures. You could almost say, as far as the number 5 is concerned, it is the grace It is the grace, I see a picture and I want to bet, that is the, like a platform on which ministry exists.
እንግዲህ ጸጋው ደግሞ በአገልግሎቱ በግልጽ ሁኔታችን ከታቀቀ
ሃሌሉያ
ማይ አምስት ቁጥርን ይወክላል ማለት
ነው አራይት 6
6 ደግሞ
is the number of man
የሰው ቁጥር ነው በስድስተኛው ቀን ሰው ምን አለ
praise god
ስለዚህ 6 ሰውን ይወክላል የሰው
ሃሌሉያ
አሜን
now if 6 is the number of man
ስድስት የሰው ቁጥር ነው ካለን
what does 6 six six name
እስቲ 666 እንደርጉም ደግሞ 666
don't be afraid come on
ብሩአይዛቱ ተናገሩት
I promise you I won't bite
ተናገሩት ሊከብደን አይገባ ምንድነው የሚወከል it's just a beast a number of a beast
Yes, but what does it mean? A beast of what? What is the beast?
So, yeah, አውሬ የተባለው ባውሬ የተመሰለው አስታቹ ማን? ሰው እኮ ነው በሰይጣን ነው ሞላ እንጂ?
Now don't tell him what it is. Don't tell him what it is. I don't want you telling them what it is. I want them to tell us what it is. Listen, children. If 6 is the number of man, and you have 666, what is it? Fullness of man. It's the totality of what man can do or come to without God. The brother here called it a beast.
እዚጋይ ተጠጥቶታልልከ ነው አውሬው ብሎ
ሃሌሉያ
ነው አሁን ደግሞ ዘሎ ወንድማችን እንዳለው ሙላተን ያሳያል ሰው ሙላቱ ግን ከማን ውጪ
ውጪ
ሆኖ ባውሬው መልከች
you just got a revelation
ይሄ መገለጥ እና ያገኘ
do you hear me
የሰማች
you just got a revelation
መገለጥ አገኝታችኋል
so you can't go out of this room saying I've never had a revelation from God
ከእግዚአብሔር መገለጥ አለኝ ይላል
ሰው you just got a revelation
ለዚህ መገለጥ ነው
it was a spiritual exercise in God move and he gave you that feeling of knowing
ይሄንን ወቀት እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በእናንተ
ሃሌሉያ
ለተሰጣችሁ መገለጥ
so 6 is the number of man Seven is the number of perfection.
ሰባት ደግሞ የፍጹምነት ቁጥር እንለዋለን ፍጹምነት ሰራፍተን ይወከላል የፍጹም ታውቃለህ
ሃሌሉያ
ሰባተኛው ቀን
Here again I go back to Daniel's dream.
አሁንም ወደ ዳንኤል ህልም ልወሰዳችሁ ነው
There were seven lean there were seven full cows.
ሰባት እነኚ በተለያየ መልክ የተመሰሉ ያያቸው ህልሞች
That meant that there would be seven perfect years of harvest and plenty of grain that would be able to be harvested. Praise God. But after that were coming seven lean cows. And you could call it the perfect famine. Because it would eat up all of the seven full years. Praise God.
Boy,
I think I made a mess of the floor. eight is the number of new beginnings.
Yeah, አዲስ ነገር ጅማሬ መጀመሪያ የሚያመለክት ነው። 8 አዲስ ነገር ወይ አዲስ ቀን ጅማሬ ያሳያል።
Praise God. 9
ዘጠኝ ደግሞ
is the number of judgment.
ይሄ ደግሞ የፍርድ ምሳሌ ነው። ፍርድ የምንለው ቁጥር ምሳሌ ነው። 9 ፍርድን ያወከላል ወይ ፍርድን ያመለክታል። Number of judgment
number of judgment hallelujah Number 10.
አስር ደግሞ
I'll put it up here.
አስር ቁጥር
Number 10.
አስር ቁጥር
Just right there. Is the number of law, the Ten Commandments?
አስር ቁጥር ደግሞ የሚያመቀለው ህግ ነው እና አስርቱ ትእዛዛት
Hallelujah, but I could put it in a different manner. I don't know if you could interpret it.
በተለየ መልኩ ላስቀምጠው ይችላል እንግዲህ አንተ እንዴት እንደምትተረጉም ነው የሚለው
It is ordinal perfection.
ያ ማለት የተሰጠው ህግ ግን ወደ ፍጹምነት እንዲደርሱበት የተሰጠ ነበር
Hallelujah. The law was designed to make man perfect.
ሰው ወደ ፍጹምነት እንዲሄድበት ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር እንዲገናኝበት የተሰጠ ህግ ነበር
Hallelujah.
ቢፈጽም ሰው ምን እንዲሆን ፍጹም
So it's very important. You cannot change the dimensions in the Bible to fit your familiar understanding as measurement. Praise the Lord. And the drawing of the tabernacle. Do we have anything else we could erase the stuff with?
ስዕላዊ መግለጫውን ስንመለከት.
Oh, I don't want to take her tissue if that's all she has.
አሁን የመጣችሁ ከቀደም ካሉት ጻፉ
the drawing of the tabernacle
በስዕልና ነው እንግዲህ አሁን ይሄ የማደሪያው ድንኳን አሁን ቁጥሮቹን አግኝታችኋል መጽሐፉ ሲመጣላችሁ ደግሞ በደንብ ይገባችኋል ከመጣችሁ በር
and the instrument are and the pieces of furniture that are in the tabernacle
በማደሪያው ድንኳን በሚለው ውስጥ የተለያዩ ቁሳቁሶች አሉ
are all critical to understanding the plan that God has hid in the picture.
እግዚአብሔር በዚህ ቅድም እንዳልነው ለሰው በሚገባ መልኩ በስዕል መልክ የተገለጡት መግለጫዎች በመንፈሱ ካላበራልን በቀር ለኛ ቶሎ ሊገቡን አይችሉም ያስቸግረናል.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, there is one number. I didn't tell you about and that's the I don't know that you will really you think of it as a number but it's the number 0 in the Greek it is not 0 it is like zaro
ዛሮ ነው የሚለው በግሪክኛው ዜሮ እንደምንለው እኛ አይደለም የሚለው
and it means seed
ይሄ በግሪክኛው ዛሮ የሚለው ዘር እንደማለት ነው seed
ሃሌሉያ
የሚለው ይተረጉማል አሜን ነው
When the Bible talks
ዛሮ እንደለውና ይሄ seed የምንለው ዘር
When the Bible talks about the seed of Christ
የክርስቶስ ዘር ብሎ መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ይናገራል አይደል?
It's talking about the zaro of Christ.
ስለዚህ zaro of Christ.
Hallelujah.
ዘር ወይ ክርስቶስ ዘሮች.
Hallelujah.
አሜን.
So
ከማይጠፋ ዘር ምን ብለን?
The tabernacle.
እንግዲህ እግዚአብሔር ለሙሴ የሰጠው ዘጸአት 25 ላይ ያለው የማደሪያው ድንኳን ስዕላዊ መግለጫ ለናይ ነው.
is full of dimensional qualities of revelation. Praise the Lord. And it's very important for us to grasp the reality of the spiritual significance of what they are.
እግዚአብሔር በዚህ በስዕሉ መልክ የገለጠውን ምስጢር የሆነውን ነገር በመንፈሳዊው ማንነት መረዳት ለኛ ይገባል።
First of all, the tabernacle.
የመጀመሪያ ይሄ ማደሪያው ድንኳን የሚለው ምን ነው?
Is the revelation of God's plan for man.
ይሄ ማደሪያው ድንኳን የምንለውን በአጭሩ ስንተነትን ምንድነው ይያዛሉት
revelation of God
plan
for man.
It doesn't make any difference if you're English, German, Ethiopian, Egyptian, Scottish, Romanian. Makes no difference your nationality, makes no difference your ethnic origin. It's not dependent upon which tribe you came out of. If you want to know the revelation of God, hallelujah, you must understand that it is a revelation for humanity. And it applies to humanity on every level. There are no exceptions. There are no exceptions. There are no special amenities that are given, no benefits, no privileges. Everything that is in the plan of the tabernacle anyone and everyone who desires to know God has to submit to the plan that is there. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know. I think maybe I better stop here. It's almost 5:30. What time we start? Hallelujah. Do we have a little more time or? Huh? Yes? Okay. All right. Well, let me go into it just a little bit. Hallelujah. When they built the tabernacle, hallelujah, it was comprised of panels. Hallelujah. And each panel was, the measurements of each panel was 5 cubits wide and 10 cubits tall. Hallelujah. So, what would that mean? If you have a panel that's 5 cubits wide, 10 cubits high, what does that mean? Hallelujah. Just take the numerical value, the understanding of the numerical value. It is the administration, the ministry of grace to produce ordinal perfection. And there, these panels comprise the entirety of the wall that was built to house the different pieces of furniture and the other structures within. Hallelujah. Now, if you now in the aspect of how it was arranged and the instructions that was given to Moses on how they should camp around it.
እግዚአብሔር ለሙሴ እንግዲህ በትክክል 95 ላይ ስታነቡ መታገኙት ነገር አለ በሰጠው ጊዜ በዛ ዙሪያ ቁሳቁሶቹ እንዴት እንደሚያስቀምጥ እንዴት አድርጎ ይሄን የማደሪያ ንድፍ እንደሚሰራ ግልጽ በሆነ መመሪያ ሰጥቶታል በዙሪያውም
Praise the Lord Hallelujah.
Amen.
The children they were instructed by tribes. There were 12 tribes.
ታውቃላችሁ እስራኤል ነገዶች በ12 ነገድ የተከፋፈሉ ነበሩ.
And
እነኚህ እንግዲህ 12ቱ ነገዶች በዚህ በማደሪያው ድንኳን ተመለከቱ.
And there were 12 tribes and they were instructed to arrange themselves by tribes in a particular fashion in a particular order around the tabernacle
በዝበማደሪያው ድንኳን ዙሪያ እነዚህ 12ቱ ነገዶች እግዚአብሔር ለማምለክ ሲሆን ወይም ደግሞ ለተለያየ
Praise God
አንዱ የሚያደርጉት ነገር እግዚአብሔር በግል ሰጣቸው እግዚአብሔር ይመስገን
So the tabernacle in this sense became the nucleus
ስለዚህ በዚህ መልኩ ስንመለከተው 12ቱ ነገዶች በማደሪያው ድንኳን ዙሪያ አሉ።
ሃሌሉያ።
ይሄንን ማደሪያ ድንኳን እንደምን እንመስለው እንችላለን? እንደ ኒውክለስ።
ሃሌሉያ።
አሜን።
Under which everything operated around the business of the tabernacle.
በዚህ ዙሪያ ያሉት ሁሉ ነገሮች የሚንቀሳቀሱት እንግዲህ ከማን በሚፈጽ
ሃሌሉያ
በሚፈጽ አሜን። እግዚአብሔር ምንጩ ነው ማለት ነው።
And not only that
በእነሱ ዙሪያ ለሚያደርገው ነገር
But God himself would communicate with man here in the midst of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Now there's something very significant about this. Now if you were to take this out of the mechanical realm, and put it into the human realm
do you understand
what I'm saying taking it out of the mechanical realm in how it's situated and how the activity was working and you put it into the human realm how would you categorize this
እነኚህን ነገሮች
in a human physical term
በሰው ስብዕና ወይም በሰው አካል እንቅስቃሴ እንኳን ብንመለከተው ነው ትርጉም አለ የራሱ የሚያስተምረ
anybody know anybody want to try
አልገባችሁ
hallelujah nobody wants to try
ሚወከር የለም
hallelujah what is it that keeps you alive
በህይወት እንድንኖር እግዚአብሔር ከሰጠን አንዱ መገለጡ
What's working in your body?
አካላችን ላይ የሚሰሩ እንቅስቃሴዎች እናደርጉ እናጨው
My goodness.
ሁሉ ነገር አይደለም? ልክ እንደዛው
Is it not?
የኛ አካል ሙሉ ሆኖ እንድንቀሳቀስ ዋናው የአካላችን እንቅስቃሴ ምላችን ላይ
አለ።
ሀ? ልባችን
ላይ። Hallelujah. So, I've just given you a spiritual unveiling here. Do you catch it?
ስለዚህ አግኝታችሁታል እያልኩ ያለው እግዚአብሔር ለዚህ ለሰው ልጅ በሰጠው ዓላማና እቅዱስ በማደሪያው ንድፍ ነው የሚሉ
I just took you from a natural place to a spiritual place.
ለታከስ እንደሆነ መንፈሳዊ ደረጃችሁን የሚያንቀሳቀሰው መንፈሳዊ ዓለም ነው።
So if what I'm saying is true, then the tabernacle in the natural deals with heart issues
የልብ ሁኔታ ልብን እንደሚወክል አርጋቸው ነው ምክንያቱም እግዚአብሔር ይሰሙ የነበረው ለእግዚአብሔር ከእግዚአብሔር መመሪያ ይቀበሉ የነበረው በባሪያው በሙሴ በኩል
Hello
ድንኳን ነበር
You just got another revelation
ስለዚህ ሌላ መገለጥ
ነው I think you guys would be getting excited
አሁን የሚያስገርም ነገር ውስጥ ትገባላችሁ
Hallelujah And as the business of God was being pumped out
እግዚአብሔር ደግሞ ዓላማውን እንግዲህ የልቡን ሐሳብ
to the different tribes of Israel Hallelujah
Hallelujah
It not only was a heart issue
But it was an issue of government. Hallelujah. Amen. This is exciting. This is a long time since I've been back to the basics here. Hallelujah. So what I'm telling you is though it is something on a natural plane, hallelujah, it is something that has a spiritual significant value to you and me. Hallelujah. And you must understand it. If you want to know God, if you want a relationship with God, you must understand there is a spiritual significance to every page, every word, every story, every illustration that is in this Bible. Hallelujah. And if you do not have a hunger for God, I beseech you, I plead with you, go to God and ask Him to give you that hunger. And I will tell you something else. The more time that you spend with God, the greater the appetite that you have for the reality of God, the better you will excel in the natural arena around you. You will be a better student. You will get more, you will get better grades in your work. You will be a better person and your relationships with people around you. Hallelujah. It's not reading and writing and arithmetic that makes us a success in life. Hallelujah. It is God. Hallelujah. And the more you get of God, the better you are as a person. Hallelujah. So we have the basics of understanding that God developed this system to deal with the heart of unregenerated man. Oh yes, amen. Jeremiah chapter 17. I'm giving you a few verses to substantiate what it is I'm telling you. Hallelujah. It says in verse 9. Now what is 9? Does anybody remember? Judgment. So if you have a verse that is number 9 in the, well, I don't know, maybe in your Bible it's not 9. I don't know how they broke it up in the numerical value. But if it's number 9, it's dealing with judgment. Hallelujah. And it's talking about the heart of man. So, do you think it's a coincidence?
that the Bible, the people who were dealing with the Bible took a verse that deals with the deceitfulness of the heart and put it in a verse with the number 9. You think that's a coincidence?
እዚያምን በሰው ልብ ላይ ያለውን ክፋት ያለውን ነገር አወቀሰን ለመልካም የሚሆን ለፍርድ ዘጠኝ ቁጥር ያልኳችሁ ጋር ምን ያደርጋል?
All right, I'm going to read you a few numerical verses. We're going to go up to verse 7. Verse 7 was the number of perfection. Now see what my Bible says about verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, in whose hope the Lord is. Now tell me something, please. Tell me something. Doesn't that not talk about perfection? Doesn't it talk about the arena of perfection? Dealing with the essence of perfection, which is the Lord. Hallelujah. 8 is the number of new beginnings. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that great? Isn't that talking about new beginnings? He shall be as a tree. That means he is now something that he was not. Hallelujah. Because of the perfection that is in Christ, that is in His Word, creates an environment of new beginnings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, you may not be getting much out of this, but I sure am. Oh, hallelujah. He shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see the heat that cometh, but her leaf shall be green and she shall be careful in the year of drought, neither shall she cease from yielding fruit. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
በወንዝ ዳር ስሩን እንደሚዘረጋ ሙቀትም ሲመጣ እንደማይፈራ ከጠሉ እንደሚለመልም በድርቅ አመትም እንደማይሰጋ ፍሬውንም እንደማያቋርጥ ዛፍ ይሆናል።
Hallelujah. But we have now verse 9.
አሁን እንግዲህ እናይተን ቁጥር 9 ነው።
Verse 9 is judgment. What does it say about judgment? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Hallelujah. Judgment. Judgment. Hallelujah. But he doesn't leave us in judgment. Verse 10. We said it was law as well as divine, it was ordinal perfection. Hallelujah. He says, I, the Lord, search it. Hallelujah. I try the reins. Even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so divine. The word is so so divine. And I hope to be able to give you keys but to unlock it. Hallelujah. And that you in turn can share it with those that are under your care or supervision or who you are in fellowship with. Hallelujah. And I trust in the days to come, in the meetings that we have available to us. Hallelujah. These things will begin to be explained and laid out before you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
ጥያቄዎች ካሏችሁ ጥያቄዎቻችሁን እየጻፋችሁ ቆዩ ለዛሬ ግን አንድ ሰው እንደልስ እናለ ልትጠይቂ ነበር እንዴልሽ ወይስ
she has one question
sure
እሺ
ቁጥሮቹ
she is asking is the numbers has significance as you say the number has significant or spiritual meaning
yes
as we say and we teach she is asking every word every chapter is similar 7-9 and every shows that what you say
in most cases yes there may be some variations or differences
and then the bota ልክ ነው ያላችሁ ትምህርቶች ይገልጻሉ and then the bota ላይ ግን ደግሞ
What you have to have is the Spirit of God. And I'm talking about the baptism of the Spirit. Because what God gives the baptism of the Holy Spirit for is give to you, one of the reasons is to give to you the ability to discern and to know the relevance of what is written.
የእግዚአብሔርን ቃል በጥልቀት ምን እንደሆነ እናውቅና እንረዳ ዘንድ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስን ሰጠን። መንፈስ ቅዱስ ቃሉን በሚገባ እንድንመረምር በጥልቀት እንድንረዳ ያበራልን።
You cannot put God in a box. God will not allow himself to be confined to a box. So I can make a rule on the basis of a revelation. But I have to have the Spirit of God to discern, to interpret, and to apply it in the manner in which it was given by Him. So praise God. Good question. Thank you.
እንሳሚንም ጌታ ይባርክ ከቀጣዩም ጊዜ ነግሩናል ለቀጣዩ መጽሐፍንም ለማምጣት ወረቀቷን ለሱትሰጡታላችሁ ተጽፏል
ዝርዝር I encourage you to talk to each other
እርስበርሳችሁ ግን ሳሚን ማድረግ ያለበት
አባውን
ይነጋገሩ
about what we are talking about
የተማርነውን ያወራነውን ነገር እርስበርሳችሁ ወደፊት ይገሩ
discuss it pray about it ask yourselves questions and then see if you can find the answers
መልሱንም ደግሞ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ እንዳንስ ያብራልን ቃሉ ላይ ታገኛለህ
praise god
ሶስት መሰረታዊ ነገር አትርሱ ይዛችሁ ለተባላችሁ ምን ነው መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ ኖት ቡካችሁና ልጽፉበት ከዛ የተራበ እግዚአብሔርን የሚፈልግ ሕይወት አሜን ነው ሶስት ነገር ይዛችሁ ሁሌ
አሜን god bless you
ጌታ ይባርካችሁ ያው እናንተ ጸልዩና